morning and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. This lovely morning, but looks like it's going to be a turn out to be a quite a hot day. It's a Thursday, and believe it or not, we're at the end of the week already. I don't know what's happening to us. I think we're getting old really, really quickly. What do you think, Peter? It's ridiculous. I mean, the week only started. I mean, the year only started. Never mind the week.
Do you think the older you get, the quicker you age? Yeah. I mean, it seems like it, doesn't it? I mean, when you're young, it seems to go on and on and on. When I was at boarding school many years ago, it seemed to drag and drag.
You couldn't finish the hour.
I couldn't finish. I couldn't wait for the holidays to get out of it.
Yeah.
But now it's every week. We're now into the middle of December. We're moving already next week. At the end of next week, the builders go off and some of the factories close. And then you start hitting the holiday season.
It is ridiculous. It is ridiculous. I mean, the older you get, the quicker times run. I told you, I mean, my mom always says, life is like toilet paper. You know, when you get it new and it's a new pack.
Yes.
I mean, when you pull it,
yes.
It doesn't, you know, you pull enough to clean your...
What an image,
but,
Roy.
Yeah, no, it's all right, but it's the right thing. So you pull it a meter and it doesn't turn even once. But as soon as it's getting finished... You pull it a bit, it goes. So that's our life. It's like a toilet paper. And you know what? You know what? Who I feel bad for? I actually feel bad for people with kids now, with little kids, you know. Now, after the whole year that's been, like, the guy was working so hard and taking care of his wife and kids. Did I say the wife?
Wife.
Yeah, and the kids.
And kids.
Yeah, so now after the whole year, now he has to take them for holiday. And I promise you, taking kids for holiday, I remember, it was never really fun. You know, maybe it was fun for I don't know, it's not fun.
You know, it's been a long time since I took kids on holiday.
Yeah, me too, to be honest with you, but it wasn't that fun. I mean, you know, the back of the car, those two punching each other and fighting. And he says, stop it. The whole holiday was like this. Stop it. Don't pull his ear.
How old were your kids when you took them on holiday?
Every year. Just every year. I mean, don't forget, we own a property on the river. So, not property, really. I belong to the Riviera Aquatic Club. So, we used to go. We're still going. Myself and my wife. My kids are old now. But for years and years, we're going to the Riviera Aquatic Club every weekend. So, it was a... A weekend drive from here to Vereeniging was an hour of fighting.
Bedlam.
Yeah, you get there, it's a little bit better because this one goes with his friend, this one goes with his friends, and it was much quieter. But it fights. But yeah, that's. But I'm just thinking about people that don't have that river every weekend break. They're waiting the whole year just for this December time to say, you know what, I'm going away now and I'm going to relax. You're not going to relax. My brother, you're not going to, and you're going to spend a lot of money, you know. And the worst thing is that you can be, I mean, you can go to basically anywhere you know, you can go to even a holiday, a beautiful resort or whatever, and you're going to have load shedding. So, my heart goes out to you. What can I say? With this thought, I just chose a song that I think will enlighten you. And, just to kick off the day. So, here goes Frank Sinatra.
Quiet on the set. Can we please have quiet on the set?
The movie review with Peter Feldman. Thank you for staying with us. The time is now 9:17, and we're here with Peter Feldman. Apparently, Peter, we got another two tickets over and above the two from yesterday. We got another two pairs of tickets to give away. So listen to us. So Peter will just review a little bit of the movies, and then afterwards he'll ask you a sweet little
simple question,
and you just have to answer it to 061-895-1019. Or you can SMS it to 34519 with a cost of 1.50. Peter.
Last night I mentioned three movies that are opening tomorrow. One was Colette, about the French writer 100 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's her life story. And Keira Knightley plays the lead role. And Dominic West plays the husband. And it's a very detailed, beautifully shot art house film. That's the one I mentioned last night.
Yeah.
But I think the more popular film, which a lot of the family will go, being the holidays and everything, it's called Instant Family with Mark Wahlberg and Rose Byrne. And it's about a couple living in America who have no children and decide to adopt three children. They've had part of the family. Their mother's a drug addict, so they decide to foster these three children. But it's like a nightmare. One of the girls, one of the children is 15 years old and she's rebellious. And the other two are young and they're getting into trouble. So it's very difficult to adjust to a new lifestyle, suddenly having these three children in your home.
Yeah.
There's an element of silliness toward to the movie. There's a very strong message. And the message is about adoption, family values, and family ties. You know, what family mean. We were talking earlier on about family going on holiday, getting away for the year.
Yeah.
And this is a film that I think people will relate to. It's quite funny, and I think a lot of people will enjoy it. So my question is, could you name the lead guy who plays the father in this movie? I mentioned his name. He's an action hero, and this time he's playing in a comedy. Please give us his name, and as you come through, we'll pick out the winners, and we'll contact you.
So we've got another two pairs of tickets. You contact 061-895-1019 or SMS to 34519. It will cost you $1.50.
And I'm just mentioned there are T's and C's involved here. Vouchers are valid for 2D or 3D movies for regular and VIP cinemas. And this is with a special arrangement for Kai FM winners only. Vouchers exclude Extreme and 4DX cinemas, as well as movies in their first week of release. You can only be these can only be redeemed at cinema box office, not online, and it's only at the new Metro Cineplexes. The winners need to present the vouchers as complimentary Mobi codes when getting them at the box office. And I must say, the vouchers expire within 3 months, so you can keep them for 3 months and go and see the movie of your choice. So those were the three movies open tomorrow. Well, there's three movies open tomorrow. There's Colette, there's Instant Family, and there's the animated feature, The Grinch, which is, I think, a lot of people will go and see. So there we go, Roy. So let's see how it goes.
No, thank you. Thank you for that. So, guys, don't forget, two tickets, one lucky guess, one correct guess, and two tickets. So go for it, guys. Anyway, who kicked the bucket was George Bush. Their father, George Bush Sr., kicked the bucket.
They were talking about the news this morning. I was listening, and Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton arrived for the funeral, and there were some kind of bad looks to Donald Trump and Melania sitting there, and Obama was also there, and there was this kind of tension that people picked up.
I picked up Clinton touching Clinton was
pretty boy.
No.
What?
They were sitting. Clinton was sitting next to Michelle Obama.
Yes.
And he was touching her.
Oh, really?
That's what I saw.
But I heard they were exchanging candy.
Oh.
Candy.
But maybe she had in her back pocket candy. Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I didn't see the clip.
I've seen the news.
Who's candy?
Candy.
good one. So anyway, the guy died. He was basically one of the only presidents, him and...
He was George W. Bush's father.
Yeah, but he's one of the most, him, Jimmy Carter, and another few, not too many, that were never there for second season. Yeah. So
one term. But he also, listen, he was the head of the CIA before that.
Very clever
And then he was for 8 years, before he was the president, for 8 years he was Reagan's... vice president.
He is in a very rich family, extremely rich family.
Oil digging in Texas.
Yeah.
You know, while I was away on holiday, I got a chance to read a lot of books. And one of the books was by Michael Moore. And Michael Moore, as we know, is an investigative journalist in America. He's made many movies. And he investigated the whole Bush dynasty. And he came up with some interesting facts of the tie-up between the Bush family and Osama bin Laden and the oil-rich people in that area.
They did a movie.
But I was now catching up with the reading. This was a book written, I think, in 2002 or something.
Yeah,
but it's still applicable today because it still discusses the politics of the time and how things have moved. So you can see how it started.
Listen, you see exactly what happened then is happening now.
That's right. That's what I'm saying.
With the Saudis and the Americans.
Saudis.
Mm. We call it Saudis. They're the same.
Israeli
Saudis,
too.
Whatever. No, it doesn't matter.
I'm saying it's happening exactly.
They're still all of them wearing towels.
Exactly. Exactly the same happening now. The American needs their money, so they will willing to bend a little bit for them. It's not...
Everybody needs money, and at the end of the day...
it's business.
Yeah, business as usual. So, we've got the guy kicked the bucket. That's it was 94, I think.
Yeah, 94.
94. Modric won the Golden Ball. Golden.
A lot of critics raised an eyebrow. Wasn't so happy with the
decision.
With the decision, and after 10 years since 2007, someone that doesn't call Messi or Ronaldo win the Golden Ball. The
I think it's an amazing.
So, and there was also a controversial thing there.
Yes, there was with the first time ever they gave a prize for the lady that is the
footballer.
Best footballer player. It's all football. So they gave the prize for the best footballer player. And the nice guy that was the presenter of the evening decided to ask a question. And the most important question he can think about is if she can twerk, if you know what twerking is.
No.
I'm not going to elaborate because we're a family show and it's...
Oh, all right.
It's a movement.
Elaborate on when we break because I've got no idea what it is.
It's a very provocative kind of dance. It's not an appropriate question.
Didn't Miley Cyrus kind of...
Miley Cyrus made it very famous and great.
Infamous, whatever you want to...
Made it great again. But again, Modric, there are people that say that someone from France should get the Ballon d'Or. But
why from France?
Because France are the world champions. They did very, very well in the World Cup in Russia.
Well, very well. They won.
they did the best. Croatia also did well. And Modric also took the championship with Real Madrid.
The problem is, Leo, you're never going to get anybody who's really happy. You're always going to get criticism. You're always going to people who disagree.
Wherever there's woman, you won't get happiness.
You can feel... What woman now?
I don't know. It says happy. I work on an automatic switch. I don't have...
you switched on now, right?
No, switched on.
He's not listening.
I'm listening. Okay. I promise you.
He's looking at all the SMSs.
He said he's working on automatic.
I'm working on automatic. When you talk in unhappiness, I know I immediately put it together with women. I mean, woman unhappiness, it's a one thing, don't you think?
He's making his own connotations. I'm just saying, Modric, there will be no consensus in the world if it's not Messi or Ronaldo, because nobody can be better than them. Although I think last year, both of them don't deserve to be the best player of the world.
I think last year, Mohamed Salah was not
bad. Mohamed Salah was there. Griezmann was amazing.
He's amazing. He maintained the same level for so many years as well.
Yeah, he's very consistent.
Look, Eden Hazard, Roberto Firmino, they're all good players. They're all amazing players. I mean, we never had players like this. I mean, this is really a new generation of amazing players.
You got a lot of good players.
I mean, when in the world is that that a team that opens with no losses in the Premier League still setting no losses? One, I think only drew like three draws, sitting second place in the Premier League.
You're talking about our team.
I'm talking about Liverpool. I mean, how's that possible?
Liverpool
that we sit in second place
are doing so amazing, especially in the last 2-3 weeks. That they're playing after Manchester City and they need to chase the 5 points or the whatever difference is, it's much more pressure and it's much harder, especially when you go for the whole half without goals. More pressure, you know. And here we're not talking about the pressure of, oh, you didn't do well, you do well next time. No, this is $1 billion. You must do well now. That's a lot of pressure, man.
That's a lot of pressure. And then when people understand, people were so upset when Klopp ran into the, you know, when a German went in the middle of the pitch and were running and kissing and hugging Alisson.
Yeah.
And I say, you know what? It's normal. Don't you think it's normal?
That's,
I mean, I was jumping up and down in 96, man. I was just shouting.
You would love to see that.
People in Center City, I think, if they heard me, say, what the hell?
Now, are you talking
guy?
About the weekend game when we scored?
I was talking about the weekend game.
That amazing goal.
Yes. The goal
Origi's
was stupid,
goal.
But yeah. But
it was amazing.
But he was there. You know, people say, Origi, he was there. Listen, but he was there. The rest was not there.
Exactly.
He was there.
If you saw, on Saturday, the game, the Liverpool game against Everton.
Sunday,
the derby, that
was amazing.
The Merseyside derby. When you watch if you really watch the whole game until the last minute to see the goal, you can see Van Dijk is trying to hit the ball, and the ball is hitting his shin.
He mistimed it, yeah.
And flying up in the air, Van Dijk turned around and went back to the to his own half. Yeah. He thought it's finished. There's nothing else to do. And when he turned around, it was
a goal.
We won the game. So you want to see this kind of enthusiasm and excitement.
That's what's nice
from
in
your
soccer. That's what's nice
from
in
your team, from everybody.
But I don't think we're turning. I mean, soccer is turning much more professional than it used to be. Soccer used to be like, you know, like a...
It used to be fun. It used to be about...
much more professional. You see those guys up so pros. I mean, you see them play. It's... You know what? In the old days, I used to watch only my team play. I was never interested to watch other teams. Today, you know, I'm actually interested. It's so beautiful. I mean, I'm watching Chelsea. I mean, you look at those guys, Pedro and Hazard and Morata, and you're looking at all those great players. They're amazing. Those youngsters are amazing.
But look how much money is involved in the game.
Yeah,
today.
And how much. I think that's
That's the pressure. That causes the pressure because these 100%. Guys have to. They're professionals. They've got to play to the top of their form every week. And it's a mental thing. And Klopp, I love Klopp. He's animated.
You know
he
what?
Shows
there's
his
one thing,
feelings.
There's one consensus. Everybody likes Klopp. Everybody likes
And you know,
Klopp,
Roy, when he's interviewed after the game, you always notice he touches his head and he...
I don't think the other coach in the Premier League loves him so much.
that's
yeah,
not an
I
issue.
I think they're quite...
Like everybody likes him.
Even Guardiola. Guardiola last week, they asked him, what do you think about when you have time? He said, Klopp. Seriously. Yeah.
They will think about Klopp.
Yeah, he's really quite special. But I must say, Guardiola is Pep is a very special person. He's a poet. He's a proper, I think he's a special person.
He's an activist. Yeah, he's a
proper person. Yeah. Anyway, guys, so let's go to happy things. And for happiness, we've got something really special for you. This is Avicii. I hope you like it. If not, you like it.
If you missed Pawn Stars Unplugged, here's what you missed.
There was an old man busy dying in hospital, but really, with all the pipes coming out of him, and whatever. So the wife and the children, whatever, they brought the priest, and the priest, amen, amen, you know, they do all this stuff. As the priest starts saying amen, amen, and the guy busy, almost dying, and as he was busy dying, he said, he marked the priest to give him a pen and paper, and so the priest gave him quickly a pen and paper, and the guy was writing a note. The priest didn't want to, he was in the middle of blessing and stuff. The guy just choked to death. He put the note in his pocket, and the next day in the funeral he pulled the note out and said, no, I've got a note from the guy that wanted to say, he says, you're stepping on the oxygen.
Catch Pawn Stars Unplugged Wednesdays at 6 p.m.
Thank you for staying with us. The time is now 9:35, 25 minutes to 10, and you know, I think as well, so we're getting closer to the end of the year. I'm closer and closer in the huge steps, humongous steps. I don't know if the station closes or not, or we continue, we will continue our shows. But, I must say, I mean, if I can say something, it was an amazing year. It was a very good year. Some mere reason that we had, according to government, we had 2.2%, growth this year, believe it or not. I don't believe it really. I
mean, listen, they say we're out of recession.
Yes.
The dollar is holding, the rand is holding on against the dollar for quite some time.
For dear life, yeah.
The petrol went down one.
It's gone again. Oh, is it gone already?
Yeah,
yesterday.
1.40 or something.
I rode yesterday at the party
in the
I
petrol
had an
station.
Extra $50 in my pocket. Yes, I went and bought some
petrol.
Extra $50. Woo, rich
I
man.
Saved $50 from the last time that I filled up. It's $50 less. So I went and bought some sweets and some cold drinks and party.
All right.
So the petrol is going down, and I really hope it's not a hoax for, you know, for Christmas, for the holiday, for people to feel better. And you know, January it will be back to work. Petrol 5 rand up. Dollar is 25 rand.
Yeah,
recession. I wouldn't put it past them, Lil. I wouldn't put it past them.
Yeah, listen,
you know, with the elections coming up next year, a lot of things are going to happen. They made many promises. We're going to see
if
what
they
happens.
If they will keep on doing load shedding and all this, it's going to hurt the economy. What do you think?
Load shedding hurts the economy so much, I don't understand. But some people, and I think they're right, think this is all a matter of politics. There was an argument. There was a person that I listened to in to some sort of an interview over. I'm not sure what station it was. And it was, they were talking about the load shedding, and they were talking about Eskom. And apparently, the guy is saying, the guy that was close to Eskom or in Eskom, he was saying, there's no other words to describe it, that Eskom is the most corrupt, company in South Africa, even more than SAA, much more than SAA actually. They say there's 30,000 extra people working in Eskom, people not supposed to be there. So it's 45,000 employees, and Eskom can do with 15. And those 30,000 people are actually drawing salaries, crazy salaries. We were talking a little bit, we were laughing about it last night. It's the best job in the world to be in Eskom, to be employed by Eskom, because you're going to have your beautiful salary, and still you can joke and laugh, and everybody that's sitting at a robot with no electricity. So yeah, you got the best product. Everybody wants to buy, and you don't want to sell. I mean, this is
you want to sell, but you sell as much as you want.
Yeah, you sell slowly. Say, oh, hold on a second, let me keep
today,
the market.
Today, how much I sell today?
Yeah, today I left 12 hours. Tomorrow, yeah. But looking at the country that's been. One of the richest countries in the world, I mean, on paper, Nigeria, that do not have a place. They do not have a good energy company. They don't have power.
They don't have power.
They don't have power. So at 5 o'clock in the evening, you hear the generators coming up, and yeah, that's it. They don't have power. Absolutely my pleasure. And guys, you've got a lot of good things going on. So for the end of the year, why won't we do that? So first of all, I don't know, you know what, I always blame the government. And I think the weather again this weekend is going to be horrible. And you know what, the government has to be blamed. Don't you think, Leo?
Depends where. Listen, the DA have control over Johannesburg for the last 2.5 years now.
I don't know. Somebody's leaving his post, because the whole week was so hot. Now the weekend was going to be cold. I mean, not cold. It's going to be rainy. I mean, what the hell is that? I mean, you can't leave your post. That's what it says. I mean, that's.
Yeah, I don't believe what you read in the newspaper.
Not newspaper. I read it here on my sophisticated app.
Did you say the weekend's going to be rainy?
That's what it says.
I think we need rain, Roy. It's so dry out there.
So tell me,
even why the
weekend?
Coughing.
What's wrong with doing it during the week? Well, you work and it's nice and fresh. I mean, why? Why to wait for the weekend?
I'm with you.
This is wrong. This is really, really wrong.
During the day, during no problem, you're in the office. They can do whatever they want. But during the weekend, when you have a free time,
yeah,
let
you
want to
enjoy. Yeah, you want to go have fun in the sun. So let me tell you what's happening.
Definitely.
According to my telephone, it says that today we're going to have a maximum of 29 degrees. It's only partly cloudy.
Okay.
Friday, it's going to be thunderstorming, 27 degrees. Saturday, 25 degrees thunderstorms. Sunday, 23 degrees thunderstorms. Monday, rain, 22 degrees. What is wrong with it?
No, that's not good. But thunderstorms.
Then Wednesday, who needs Wednesday? 29 degrees. Thursday, 31 degrees. Friday, 31 degrees. Saturday, again, 29 degrees thunderstorms. What is wrong? I think they must put the guy back on. Yeah,
there's a difference between thunderstorms that will be an hour and a half in the afternoon. We don't mind that. It will cool down the air. That's fine.
No, but it's 23 degrees.
No,
it's not
23
cooling.
Is not good.
No, good. I don't know.
27, 28, it's 100.
Yeah, but you know, you go when to ski, you want to enjoy your life. Anyway, so, and then you got the kids.
Suddenly the kids come into the picture.
Yeah, but what more I want to tell you? So did you hear about, Leal told me that there was a letter, $2.9 million sold. The letter was sold for $2.9 million, apparently from Albert Einstein to
another scientist.
Yeah, the letter wasn't to another scientist. It was actually to a philosopher, a German philosopher, a friend of him. And it's called the God Letter. It's called that because Albert Einstein wrote it a year before his death in 1954 and sent it. It was written in German. He sent it to his friend in Germany, a philosopher, I forgot his name. But he explained what he feels about God, and it's a very important letter. And it's also got a couple of sentences about his Judaism and what he feels to be a Jew, and it's quite nice. But what is more important about it, that someone paid $2.9 million in an auction to have this letter to himself. So I think it's quite.
Mervin is saying, actually, every consumer of electricity should pay on a pro rata basis. Why pay for something that is not supplied. Load shedding. Mervin. Oh, makes sense. Makes sense.
That's a debate. I had to pay my Eskom account this week, and I had to debate whether to pay it or not. But I thought if you don't pay it, I'm still going to cut it off, and then it's just going to increase every month.
Yeah.
So what do you do? What is the dilemma there?
They say apparently someone came up with, they said there's a few companies that are actually trying to run parallel to Eskom. And look, power, like when you go to the United States, I went to the United States in 1999, sorry, and I tried to establish a company there. It's actually a mistake that I have, and today I'm looking backwards and say, I should have done it, you know. Anyway, I wanted to open a factory in Cincinnati, in Ohio. And you know how many companies came to visit me? Power companies. Says, no, buy power from us. The other one said, no, we'll buy from us. We'll give you the
special discount.
Yeah, discounts, and we give you that, and we give you that, whatever you want. Coming from South Africa, has got only Eskom or a generator. It's a little bit of a problem.
How many
people
do you think have generators today, Roy? What do you think the percentage is?
Let me tell you a short story, but sweet. So, 2003, I was sitting at home with about 3 days of no power. I'm sitting in Sandton with 3 days of no power. Apparently, just power went off and stayed off for 3 days. And I said to myself, I'm building a new house. 2007, I built a new house. I said, I'm putting a generator in the house. And I put the generator in the house from 2000. And, so basically from 2007, I've got generator in my house. And you never look back. It's just a different kind of living. I mean, I don't have that huge generator. You know, people make mistakes. They buy those huge generator, operates the underfloor heating, the air conditioners. Look, it got four hours load shedding. You can live without air conditioning for 4 hours. You can put a fan. Or you can, but as long as you got your lights at home working, your TV, your geysers can work 4 hours later. You know, no big deal. So, yeah. I believe that if you got a generator, you don't live like Flintstones. Otherwise, you do.
I think that the biggest problem here is the economy. The economy is getting hurt. And you can't tell people, buy generators. Why are we paying electricity for? To buy generators, it's extra. So,
yeah.
So this problem and the traffic light that doesn't work, The electricity that you got in your house, if you don't have for a couple of hours, it's not a big deal. Although it doesn't make this load shedding right. That's the only country in the world.
It's very simple. It's very simple. You know what? They could have made a plan. You know, they could have said, you know what? You want to save electricity. So from this time to this time, they can restrict. There's a system that can restrict electricity to lower your amperage input drawing. So they can put a certain thing that will actually jump your electricity if you're using extra things. Like, let's say between this time and this time, do not use your kettle, do not use that, do not use your geysers. In the old days, they used to have a system that could switch off the geysers remotely from the grid. I don't know. So now they don't have that. And it actually, you know, like, let me tell you something. I think 30 years ago, this country was really a first world country. Now it's really going a little bit backwards, eh?
You won't find load shedding in first world countries.
No.
Didn't you speak to a friend last night? You mentioned load shedding, and he didn't know what you were talking about.
He didn't know. So load what? Shedding? Shedding? What shed?
What
shed
you
got in the sun? What is load? What do you mean? But now
it doesn't make sense.
Someone SMS'd me yesterday. I don't know if I read it or not. Someone SMS'd me yesterday and said, now, there was load shedding in America, in California. That's why Arnold Schwarzenegger became the
governor.
So maybe that's the cure for Eskom. Let's call Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah, I'll be back.
I think he's coming every December for his for this festival, whatever he's doing.
Yes.
So maybe we can get
him. He's got a lot of friends in South Africa. I know someone who's quite friendly with him.
Like friends,
friend of mine,
boyfriend,
yeah.
Friend or
friend, yeah.
All right.
Friendly.
Arnie, yeah. Arnie. All right. Arnie. So, all right. So, do you guys mind if I go to a very happy song? I hope you guys don't mind.
Let's lift the spirit.
Hey, let's lift the spirit. So, we're going to have a happy song. And, without electricity, you won't be able to dance. But I think it's better that than not that. So, here you go. That's for you.
Mm-hmm.
you know, this week in our show as well is getting to its end. It's 4 minutes to, what is it? Sorry, it's 6 minutes to 10 o'clock. And we are at the studio, Liel Rimon, Peter Feldman, and myself, Roy Peretz. I want to say that we had quite a week, and, you know, Mervin is asking, why isn't the tunnels from Gaza any less severe? I don't know. Why are the tunnels from Gaza less severe?
Maybe.
I think because the Israelis are battling with it, with a problem for the last, I don't know how many years, I think 4 or 5 years. And,
I think that you must
trust. You must really trust them. Exactly. You must trust them. They know what they're doing. You know what? They know better than all the,
all
the people that report on radio and all the people that
that have an opinion.
Yeah, I think they know what they're doing. I mean, the fact of the matter is that Israel is alive and kicking for 70 years and doing better and better every year. So I don't think the Israel is doing anything bad. If anything, all the countries in the world and most of the countries in the world must learn.
They are learning. 90% of the of the countries that are not fighting with us are jealous of us. I'm sorry 100%. To say that, but they are jealous of us. And
I think, and the other ones which are fighting with us are jealous of us too.
Okay, but they don't have time to be jealous.
It's all a matter of jealousy, isn't
they're busy hating.
It's all a matter of jealousy.
Hate in this world is terrible.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, boy. except the.
Listen, but you can't go to the shop without hate, like you say. You know, as a politician, without hate, you don't have a lot of power. So.
What do you mean?
As a politician, you have to live on the hate. This is what gets you voted.
Yeah, it's easier. It's easier to say the other one is bad than to say how good I am. Am I right? So
you
simple.
Know, deflect the problems in your life to someone else's.
Yeah, you're right. Guys, I just want to say from. For me, have a good Shabbos.
From me also.
And from me.
All right. So from all of us, have a good Shabbos. Enjoy your life. Enjoy yourselves. Have a lekker weekend.
And really, take care on the roads.
Take care. And this is the Black Keys.